I know what's in the Durham report, and I'm going to say it here. I bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million. I facilitated a bribe for Hillary Clinton on January 14th, 2016, right here in this town. Hillary, on behalf of the FBI, they came to me around December 1st, 2015. They told me Hillary Clinton had accepted a bribe from Turkey for $20 million. They told me that I would be working for a group in New York, FBI agents, who had authorization to set Hillary Clinton up in a sting. They asked me to facilitate a bribe for her, an $18 million bribe from another government. The bag man from that other government was, I was to befriend, and I was to get that person 10 minutes alone in a room with Hillary Clinton. I did. On January 14th, 2016, Hillary Clinton was in this town, and she met in a way that was kept off her schedule. She accepted an $18 million bribe. But General Barr knows this. This is the Durham. They know this was what is behind it all. And I'll even tell you, I'm going to drop one more thing. I've been waiting to say this publicly. I've been waiting to say this on mainstream TV, and they will not have me back because once they understood what this was about. I facilitated a bribe, and she took a second bribe for $18 million. And I worked with the FBI as I did that. They're deeply involved in this. They came to me 3 days later and told me I had to forget about it and forget that it ever happened. And I said, what are you talking about? And they gave me one excuse. They said, Hillary's going to win, and it's been decided upstairs. Nothing's going to be able to stop that now. So she's going to win, and she's going to send her people over to the FBI and ask who was part of investigating Hillary, and any of us who were part of it are going to be destroyed, and that includes you too, Patrick. And so this mission has been scrubbed from the highest level. I said, yes, sir, and I came, but 2 or 3 weeks later, I was back with three federal agents this time, and I let them know that wasn't sitting, and this is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and that wasn't sitting well with me, and I'd like to know why. We had almost a year before the election. They could have had me and another person in front of a grand jury in a week and gotten her indicted. And they told me, and this is the key to understanding what's happened in America. They told me, this is word for word, Patrick, what's really going on is this. President Obama has his people across the federal bureaucracy at this point, but especially the Department of Justice. Hillary Clinton is going to be president for 8 years, and nothing's going to change that. But think of there being a Bunsen burner within the Department of Justice. That evidence about the two bribes you were part of gathering is going to be sitting on the Bunsen burner. And the hand on the Bunsen burner is going to be one of Barack Obama's people. If Hillary's a good girl and defends Obamacare, that flame stays low. If she's a bad girl and thinks for herself, it's going to get turned up high. That way, Barack Obama is going to manage Hillary Clinton for the 8 years she's president. Then she's going to step down and Michelle's going to run. And Patrick, that's the plan. It was confirmed to me this spring, the Durham investigation has that plan was called the Operation Snow Globe. That was Brennan Obama's name for it. They were trying to get Hillary to step into a snow globe that anytime they wanted, they could then pick up and shake for 8 years. My bribe was the bait to get her to step into the snow globe. I'm acknowledging I took part in all this, and I thought I was helping them conduct federal law enforcement. It turned out that I was helping them set up Hillary Clinton for a deep state to control her. And so I'm saying this entire thing, this last 5 years, has been a coup. It was from Obama against Hillary, that when Trump won in a fluke, it got morphed into the Russian collusion delusion. So I'm about as involved in this as you can get, and I promise you that's exactly what happened. In 2018, I was offered, a federal agent came to tell me, Patrick, you need to understand there are billionaires walking around this world that we made, and we're prepared to do the same for you. You just have to stay calm, you just have to stay quiet through the election. And by that election, I knew he meant 2020 election. So I've known that they were gonna hijack this election since October of 2018. So that story I just told you is absolutely the truth. There was a bribe from Turkey, a $20 million bribe in the fall of 2015 to Hillary. And then they had me arrange another bribe for $18 million from a different government, which I'm not disclosing the name of that other government. And that's I think, what the start of this coup really is.
It's my understanding that you know, I should just point this out because some people might be listening and saying, you know, well, how credible is this? And, you know, we did some asking around, and, you know, we have basically had the indications that, you know, that there's every reason to believe that your story is indeed credible.
They called me in 2015, 2016 to assist in something. And I didn't know who the orders came from, but I assisted. It's some very honorable federal agents and very honorable people, but they named some name, and well, they didn't name the names, that's it. I didn't know who it came from. And I took some orders that seemed a little fishy in 2015, 2016. Last summer, watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok.
Oh, my goodness. Does that
mean anything? What made you realize last summer that the person who was contacting you was Peter Strzok?
I was watching the congressional hearing ripping these guys apart, that there were little details that were said that made me realize, holy cow, this guy Peter Strzok is the guy who sent these instructions. And his little details within the things that were said, and they have since confirmed to me more recently, yes, you're correct in what you figured out. You want to see a former director crap his pants? Pardon me. Go stick a television camera on Peter Strzok, or let's just say James Comey, and say the name Patrick Byrne. You will see a former director of the FBI crap his pants.
All right.
What do you think will happen with you and with your story?
Well, this is extraordinarily, who the heck knows? This is quite an ambiguous situation. But the issue is, I realized that these orders I got came from Peter Strzok. And as I put together things, I know much more than I should know, and it's right to keep silent. This country's gone nuts. And especially for the last year, when I've realized what I know, every time I see one of these things, somebody drive 600 miles to gun down 20 strangers in a mall, I guess I feel a bit responsible. So I have to come forward. I went to see my rabbi, and you know who my rabbi is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's my rabbi, David?
Tell us, Patrick.
It's this guy in Omaha, and he said, Patrick, you come forward. He said, you can't let this sit with the feds. Let the feds do their job. You have to come forward to the American people. So I am. I never heard of the guy. I only figured out last summer who had sent me these requests. It was a guy named Peter Strzok, and he was doing it on behalf of three officials. I'm just identifying now as X, Y, and Z. They were named to me, and I've identified them to the to law enforcement. I believe there's a massive federal investigation that is going to turn up that there was political espionage conducted through a number of different venues against Hillary Clinton and against Rubio Cruz and Trump. I know for a fact. I know other people who were involved. That's what really happened. And my rabbi has said, you can't go another, you have to do this right now. People are killing each other in America. This is my Soylent Green is people moment or whatever. That's the truth. And it's horrible to even say the initials FBI involved in this. It wasn't the FBI. The FBI got hijacked from the top. It's the top. It's entirely
the top. Well, you talked about Comey. You talked about Brennan Clapper. So you're talking about the CIA?
I've said there's three officials whose names were used with me, X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to say on your show. The feds all have this. I'm sorry, the legitimate feds all have this as of April. Mm-hmm. There were three names used at the three senior officials.
Right.
They were behind all of this. And the FBI was out of it. The FBI, they delivered the message. And let me tell you, and then there was another period where they told me to break up with her. I was stage four or stuff. They came back, and this time they specifically said, we need you to conduct a romantic, rekindle your romantic relationship, and the orders are coming from X, Y, and Z. And they felt horrible. I want to be clear, these are men and women of honor, and I think those are illegal orders. And they made very clear to me, you do not have to take these, you do not have to help. I think they didn't want me to, but they felt terrible.
So when you say all the way up, are you talking, what do you mean? The White House? The CIA?
I think,
or
you, I
you're talking about
names.
Entities that were separate from these. Like when you say it wasn't the FBI, but you say it was Peter Strzok, are you sort of carving him out as being part of a separate operation, separate from the FBI?
No. I'm just, forget Strzok for a moment. The X, Y, and Z are actual human beings whose names you know, who were in the Obama administration. guys like Strzok and stuff are the errand boys. They're the clerks who sent the messages for some federal agents.
Is it John Brennan? Is it James Clapper? Is it
General Barr? General Barr has that information, and okay. They're already, I'm sure, furious. I've way overstepped the lines.
All right, I understand,
They'll reveal it to you.
Okay.
And I worked on something else involving corruption of a federal official.
Okay.
When that matter involving the corruption of a federal official was complete, it ended in an odd way that sounded fishy. It ended in an odd way that was very fishy. And again, the details are all in the Department of Justice and this, but it was involved in a corruption of a federal official, and it ended in a way that smelled like skunk. At which point, when they came back around July 1st of 2016, which is to say a few weeks before the Republican convention, but about the time that Trump became the
nominee,
they came back and said, boy, did we make a mistake. Russia. We need to do it. And I want to be clear, they said this. They said the United States never, ever asked this of somebody, never asked a citizen to conduct a romantic relationship in order to get information. This is such a national security emergency. We need to ask you to do this if you're willing. And the orders come from X, Y, and Z. We want to be clear, Patrick. You are absolutely in your rights to refuse this. You have no obligation to. We never, in all our careers, we've never heard of an American citizen being asked to sleep with someone in order to get information and such. I want to be clear about something. And so then I conducted, for the following 7 months, I, to all intents and purposes, conducted another romance. That entire time I was lying to the federal government. I put on a show. I was flying her, whining and dining her. That second time I spent time with her, I created the impression deliberately that I was complying with the request and being romantic. And that entire period that I was being instructed to romance her, I created the impression, but it was all a lie. And I did that, and at the same time, I set up X, Y, and Z for some felony charges.
Okay. Making a decision to get involved in this has, cost you a lot.
Well, what can I say? I guess what my, that's not the main event. And Buff and I talked about that, and he actually said, the analysis here, Patrick, is what's good for the country. It's not what's good for you. It's not what's good for this or that. It's what's good for the country. You have to do this. So I did. I have literally been warned that I was warned about 9 months ago, if you come forward, Washington, D.C., everybody in Washington, D.C. is going to be, spend the rest of your life trying to grind you into dust. And I'll tell you something else that'll come up. I believe I was offered a $1 billion bribe to keep quiet.
If we go down on this, if we go down to this assassin's maze, it's our last free election. I lived in China, 83, 84. I speak Chinese. I've lived in Maoist China. It was right after the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's coming for us. And I think this is our last real election. We'll have, this stuff was built in Venezuela so that Hugo Chavez could get through the referendum of 03. And that's the basic architecture of the software of Smartmatic. And it has now become the core of two of the major commercial systems offered for sale in the United States. And Venezuela hasn't really had an honest election in 20 years. People are starving and the government still wins its election. It's because it's all crooked. The software that lets them do that is the software that's in the heart of our systems. If we bend a knee to this, it could be 1,000 years of darkness. And the world knows that. People don't understand, and because it's fashionable maybe not to, to be anti-American or not to love your country. They don't understand how the world looks to us. And if we bend a knee to this, it's a darkness comes over the world. And we don't know if it'll be 1,000 years before it's lifted.